This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Sometimes after a busy week like this one, you just need to sit back, take a break, and listen to something beautiful. That's what I hope to offer you now. You're listening to a couple of musicians who visited the Radio Boston studios earlier this week. And from the warm-up sound of that cello, you might think we had a classical duo in here. But Tall Heights is something else entirely.
Are we all ready? All right. Song is Hell and High Water.
Through hell and high water we have said we'd swim.
Guitarist Tim Harrington and cellist Paul Wright are the band Tall Heights. The Central Massachusetts natives will be at the Knockabout Music Festival in East Falmouth tomorrow, but most of the time you'll find Tall Heights busking at Faneuil Hall. Amid the acrobats and jugglers, the dance troupes and the traffic, their delicate melodies and gentle harmonies create that rare public space where the city can just stop, breathe, and listen to some really great music.
So open up your door and let her in.
Here they are performing High Water in the Radio Boston studios.
When storms bring waves and when waves bring tides, are we bold enough to think we win? Hold on, would you hold on? When storms bring winds and bring the hurricane, there's nowhere she won't, she's never been. That sea came waging war, it's just another storm, and she'll leave and you'll be standing.
Paul Wright and Tim Harrington, together they make up the band Tall Heights. Welcome to Radio Boston, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us, Meghna.
It's so beautiful to hear you play in our studios because the guitar and the cello come together as wonderfully as your voices. It's not a usual combination, these two instruments. I want to talk about that in a second, but how did Tall Heights first come together?
We started street performing in Boston in Faneuil Hall 2 years ago, and just through performing every day and getting some great response from the crowd, we figured out that this was how it should be for us.
So how long had you guys known each other before you started busking?
A long time, yeah. We grew up together. Paul was very good friends with my brother as they were growing up together in Sturbridge, Mass.
So what would you call your style of music?
Well, we say acoustic, folk, pop, but we rather just, you know, perform and let it speak for itself.
I always ask that question of musicians, and then usually they give you that answer, like, let the music speak for itself. So we will. We'll let your music speak in just a moment. But I do want to ask you that it seems as if your career around here really started taking off, as you said, when you began busking at Faneuil Hall. Your sound is so gentle, even gossamer, whereas Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market are crazed, chaotic, filled with tourists, and loud. And yet you manage to draw a crowd. So how do you think you do that? How do you think your music breaks through the tumult of one of the most touristed places in town?
Yeah, I think that disparity is a welcomed aspect of our set in that busy atmosphere of Faneuil Hall Marketplace where everybody's being pushed into the next shop, and then they'll be walking past us and they'll hear our music and slow down and stop. And one of our fans in particular I'm thinking of from New York, she said that she was on this horrific family vacation with her kids, and then she heard our music and she was just like, okay, kids, mommy time. And she sat down and listened.
Well, I am delighted to have you in the studio here with us and to maybe provide our listeners with a little space to just feel and hear. So let's hear another one of your songs. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play the single on our record. It's called To Be Young.
Oh, it was white sand and deep blue waves we were running up the shore. Sun glints on sparkling faces. I don't feel the sea anymore. I don't feel the sea anymore. To be young, to be young. We're just leaves, leaves blown on down the stream. My job, my house, my car, my whole social scene. So high are the stakes every move we make. Sends us down, down, down in that stream. You're in the only life I know. Summer days rush out like warm air from the lungs. That's just the way the story goes. For all I nice to wish I didn't know. All I didn't know when we were young. When I was young I told myself I'd keep my friends. They were good and I was true to need. And oh, how they risen, they fallen like the sun circles round. Guess I've done just as well as anyone. Hard to accept it, I'm just anyone. Fearing the only life I know. Those summer days rush out like water from the lungs. It's just the way the story goes. Sitting right now, talk about the day when we were young. Here in the only life I know. That's just the way the story goes. I'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
Here in the only life I know. I'm taking orders, I don't know which way to go. It's just the way the story goes. I'll be damned if I'm living out alone. Here in the only life I know. With any wasted time, it hits so close to home. It's just the way the story goes. I'll be damned if I'm living out alone. I won't live it out alone. Won't live it out alone. We're just leaves down the street. My job, my house, my car, my whole social scene. So high are the stakes every move we make. Sends us down, down, down in that street. Oh, down like a leaf in the bottom of an icy stream.
That's Paul Wright and Tim Harrington. They are Tall Heights performing their song To Be Young. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Adore it. Absolutely adore the way you sound. But Paul, I've got to ask you a quick question. If listeners go to radioboston.org right now, they'll see a video of you guys in our studio, and they'll see what I'm seeing, which is you playing your cello standing up.
Indeed.
And you've got it. You've got basically looks like a homemade harness there with a carabiner holding the parts together. Why do you play cello standing up?
Well, starting that summer, actually, when we were talking about in Faneuil Hall, we decided it just brought a lot more energy to the performance to have both of us standing, and we never looked back. For a while, I was playing with a block, so I was propping the end pin up, but eventually this seemed like a better solution, and yeah.
Yo-Yo Ma, take note. I'm seeing a new style emerging in cello playing here. Now, you guys have a self-released EP. It's called Rafters. And I understand you recorded it entirely in your apartment, Tim, right?
We did, yeah. While I was in college, I picked up some digital media skills and really put those hard to work, along with some, you know, YouTube tutorials, learned how to do some home recording.
So I've read some reviews of you guys, and people have been saying that it's this sort of homegrown approach that really adds to the authenticity of your sound? Is that kind of what you were going for?
I certainly like to think so, yeah. We're very particular about who we will work with. So at this point in time, we're just kind of still doing the independent thing.
But it was also a good launching point for getting us on the road more. We got down to South by Southwest in March, and that was a big goal of putting that record out and bringing it down there.
Well, we here at Radio Boston will be so proud to say we knew Paul and Tim back when.
Thanks,
back
Megan.
Back when busking, it's still your main source of income, right?
Yeah, we're still doing it.
Well, Paul Wright and Tim Harrington are Tall Heights. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Magna.
Thanks for having us.
Gentlemen, I have to say that I am so impressed by the purity of your pursuit and the beauty of the sound that you make together. So I would love it if you could take us out today on another song. What are we going to hear?
This is a new song. It's called Out of the Ground.
What a wreck of a day, what a wreck of a man I've become. What a thing to say, but I said it, I cut and run.
Tall Heights will be performing at the Knockabout Music Festival in East Falmouth this Saturday. For more information and that fantastic video of them performing in the Radio Boston studios, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Intention to bury myself, I begged and I pleaded to stay. What a price to pay, what a price to pay for wicked pride.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
Life for which I had been bound, 'cause in all the intention to bury myself, I'm rising up out of the ground. Yes, in all of the ways I'm buried myself, I am rising up out of the ground.